Afternoon, indicating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Knight, KNIGHT. This goes to Dr. Christos 1 on 6123. Mr. Knight performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 125-23, there's been no significant change. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Robert Gossett, G-O-S-S-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Vaughn and to Dr. Winslow. On 6123, Mr. Gossett performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 2/9/23, there's been improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some improvement, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Carol Brosseau, B-R-O-S-S-E-A-U. E-A-U, E-A-U. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6/1/23, Mrs. Brosseau performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of forced vital capacity, probably secondary to improved effort, period. Of paragraph compared to a study dated 12/21/21, there's been no significant change in the post-bronchodilator study, period, new paragraph compression, normal study. Next. Pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on MITZI, M-I-T-Z-I, Rayner, R-A-Y-N-O-R. On 6/1/23, Mrs. Rayner performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, other than normalization of the forced vital capacity, period. The air velocity index was less than 1. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/15/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dorothy Dilworth. This goes to Dr. Bocoup. On 6/1/23, Mrs. Dilworth performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of